Good morning, everyone. So just a couple ordinary people up here. So don't really expect too much from us, right? This is actually really difficult for us to do, and we have never done this before.
No, not together anyway up here, right?
So you're either in for a treat or a disaster. So I've actually personally had a real challenge telling my story. I've always felt that our story, our family story, our business story, didn't merit an audience, didn't merit us standing in front of people and telling it. We're just normal people. Melissa did say it right. And we just go about our lives and try and do the best thing that we feel we can do for God and for our family. But as I've been on a journey lately, God's been speaking to me. And He's used many Bible stories to encourage me to tell our story. And one of the things that He's made me realize is that if we just tell our story the way it is, that it's up to Him to impact the lives of people or to make a difference or to inspire people. It has nothing to do with us. It's all about God. And so Tanya and I are here today basically to have you journey with us and tell us our story.
Yeah, because that's all that Jesus did. He did so much storytelling and telling of other people's stories and telling them to tell their stories. And so we're here just kind of like Melissa said, just honestly, kind of raw at moments, telling you what our journey's been like.
Yeah, so this could get real. Who knows? But so we're going to start right at the beginning. We're going to start with each of our individual stories. So I was very blessed as a child. All of a sudden, it got really loud in my ears. So hopefully, either you guys weren't hearing me or now you're really hearing me. So I was very blessed as a child, and I grew up in a large Christian family. Both of my parents had large families. There was 5 siblings in each family. And I had a lot of aunts and uncles. And we all believed in God. And we all grew up in a very Christian family. We went to church together. My grandparents, my aunts and uncles prayed for us. We went to summer camps. I grew up as a Pentecostal church and went to Spring Bay Camp on Manitoulin Island. I was born May 1st, and I think I was at camp on July 30th. So literally, from the time I was a baby, I've been immersed in a loving, caring family and all things God-related. And so it wasn't long in my journey that I chose to accept Christ in my life. I remember being around 5 years of age and making a decision in the church basement. And I can picture the people that were still there, the Dentons, the husband and wife were leading that day. And they made a call for anyone that wanted to give their life to Christ. And I came forward and did that. And I remember the car ride home. They must have prompted my parents because my parents were asking lots of questions. And so they wanted to know what happened in church, and they wouldn't back off. So eventually I told them, and it was really cool because we got to have and share a story, and they got to instill in me what it really meant to make that decision at such a young age.
And then I also grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in an itty-bitty little town, which is crazy to know that a friend of mine from that itty-bitty little town is here today, about 2,500 people. I grew up in a Christian home, per se. My mother is an incredible mom, God-loving, praying on us all our lives. My dad is an incredible dad, but he has what I call belief in God, but at the same time, a doubting belief in God. So in that whole journey, it was kind of like my sister, my mom, and I having our love of God and feeling that relationship out together. And I longed so much for that time as a family that we could all pray together, we could go to church, kind of like, you know, that Hallmark movie, perfect Christian family that sits at the supper table and does their devotions beautifully together and everyone kumbayas and all that stuff. And that was my dream. I had a strong faith as a child. I think there's a beauty to youth and their love for God. And I just wanted to share God with everyone that I met. And so I volunteered in my church as much as I could. I helped out in Sunday school. I went to Bible college, and then eventually worked in churches along the way, met him, got married, became a teacher, all that.
You
gotta
tell
stuff.
A little bit of that story. So,
not too much.
We met at Mississauga Gospel Temple, and I remember seeing across the distance this beautiful lady and me elbowing this guy and saying, "Do you know who this is?" And so that's how our journey started, and didn't take us long to realize that we wanted to be married and that we wanted to have a family. And we started our life together. And I think that a big part of our life at the time was focusing on getting ready for life. It was focusing on
our careers,
our financial situation. Everybody wants financial stability in a new marriage, the new house. How are we going to pay for all of these things? Mm-hmm. And so Tanya and I started working through that journey together. It took us about 5 or 6 years into our marriage for us to be blessed with our first child in 2005, Sam. And so we now have 3 children, Sam, Addison, and Violet, who are a huge part of our family.
Absolutely. So our early life together, we had both, as I say, been quasi-raised at home, definitely raised in a Christian family. But we had our own journeys growing up. And all of a sudden, I don't know if any of you felt that confusion, but you get married and you have these different things coming at you. And we didn't really know what it was like now to partner in a marriage and have that faith and our love for God kind of grow together in that way. We both had a strong faith going in. We just had no clue what it looked like as a couple and growing our marriage.
I don't think we really figured that out. I think that what ended up happening was that the faith piece of it sort of took a back seat and the God piece of it took a back seat. And we really started focusing on how to provide, how to do these things. And my journey started as an entrepreneur.
He's a serial entrepreneur. He does this as a fun
full-time career.
Hobby along the way, yeah.
So I basically jumped right into business. And it didn't take us long for the priorities of life to start switching towards business. I'd say God was still the center of everything that we did. We still went to church. But at the time, I would now look back and say we were very religious.
It was ritual, and it was a religious relationship that we had, that it wasn't a daily relationship with God that we had at that point.
We both wanted excellence in everything that we did, but you know, Tanya was being excellent as a teacher, and I was being excellent as a business owner, and we were trying to together be excellent as parents.
And I don't know where we got lost along the way of not taking that excellence and driving it towards our relationship. So
then we had this crazy idea. So first child came along,
Sam. Well, she thinks out of the box and has the crazy ideas, and I just kind of go kicking and screaming sometimes along the way.
So we started our journey together. My parents I grew up watching my parents run a family business together, and I always wanted a piece of that. I always said that anyone can be married, but a true test of a marriage is to be married and run a business together.
And so we said, let's do it.
And I grew up watching my parents sit across the desk from each other and share lunch together, share coffee time together, work together. And I really wanted that. And so there was a bit of that, and there was also a bit of necessity. A couple of my other businesses were struggling, and I was looking towards the future and saying, how do we provide for our family, and how do we offer? We really, once our kids started coming along, we wanted to be able to spend time with them. And where are we going to get this freedom to be able to do that? Tanya was currently working as a teacher, and I was running businesses. And I was sort of, if we can do something together, then we can control our own destiny.
Yeah, so we truly made it into a family business. We worked at the desk side by side. I'd eat my lunch. Sometimes it was carrots, and he'd ask me to eat it somewhere else. And then it became a family business. As we said, we have some of our children here with us today, and literally they grew up in the business. They were in Carrie years. Did I do that? That's okay, maybe?
I'll finish her sentence.
Thank you. Oh, here, I'm back. It's my turn. they grew up in carriers on us. They walked around the store with us. They were sitting in high chairs and like amazing business meetings with us. They became 100% part of the business with us, which I guess was good and...
Yeah, so that consumed a lot of our time. And so over time, what we ended up happening was the business grew, the business was successful, and it continued to grow, and it continued to slowly take little bits of our time. And you don't really realize it at the time. You don't wake up some morning and go, I'm going to dedicate everything to this business. But what ended up happening was slowly it started taking little bits of time from us. And we slowly started making decisions and giving time to the business and giving less time to family and giving less time to God. And
yeah. And so slowly, no one really makes these big decisions right away to make a business take over your entire life. But 5, 6, 7 years later, all these itty-bitty little decisions... We're all of a sudden making our business take over our life. God was not a huge part of that whole decision-making process. And we just were getting lost in the business. And so we decided, since we were working 24/7, not really having a good focus on anything, that we would make a huge life-changing decision to help us kind of get through this a little bit better. And so this is when we made our quote-unquote biggest mistake we had done. We made the decision. It wasn't us consulting with God or anything. We thought, we are geniuses. We have got this. And so you don't go into a decision, right, saying, oh, whoa, I think this is going to be a mistake, but let's try it. So anyway, our decision was, since we're so crazy busy, Ben will do 24/7 work, and I'll do 24/7 home. We had these great dreams of running a great business, but also being really involved in our kids' lives. And so he went 24/7 business, which meant his work life just doubled. I went 24/7 home. That meant we didn't expect him home for supper. Kids' activities, we didn't expect him to be there. So all of a sudden, we lived two very different, very separate, very compartmentalized lives. And hearing myself saying that, writing it out as I was thinking about this, I'm like, oh my gosh, clearly that wasn't going to work. But that's kind of where we jump in. And so our business totally won, but our family life kind of lost out.
Yeah, and it didn't take us long to realize that it wasn't working. Our kids had told us it wasn't working. They were like, where'd Dad go? What happened? And so we sort of woke up one day and we said, you know, what are our priorities? And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the calendar example. If you want to really know what your true priorities are, look at your calendar. Where do you spend your waking hours from with the time you wake up to the time you go to bed? And so if you had asked us, either of us, at that point in time, we would have said our priorities, number one is God. Number one is our
faith.
Number two is our family. And the third was our health, our fitness, our taking care of ourselves. And so we looked at that. We literally, you know, looked at how we were spending our time. And me, I was working 24/7. So, you know, there wasn't much invested in faith, family, or fitness. I was the exact opposite.
Work was the priority.
I wasn't eating. I wasn't working out. I had gained weight. I wasn't as healthy as I had been. And so we had a bit of a wake-up call. And the funny thing is, by worldly standards, we were highly successful. If you looked at us from the outside looking in, our business was thriving. Money wasn't an issue. We were winning awards left, right, and center. Best culture for your business. You know, fastest growing business in Halton. We were literally the definition of worldly success. But something wasn't right. Deep down, we knew we weren't happy.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm at home with the kids all the time. I was lonely. I missed you being at home. And the kids clearly missed you a lot at home, too. It was definitely weighing on us a little bit. So then
we decided that
we'll do our master plan. And notice I said our. Like, honestly, if God had, like... This is my favorite emoji. Does anyone else use this emoji? It's my favorite, like, palm to forehead. Like, if God had, like, the palm to forehead emoji, he'd be like, guys, get this straight. It's not your plan. And so we thought, we'll come up with our master plan. Thank God that he takes our plans and he can still use them for his good. And so we said, we know our priorities are totally messed up. Let's try and fix this. So we built an incredible team at Snugglebugs to ease the load off of Ben. he could spend more time doing those genius, high visionary ideas within the business, and then he could have spent some more time with us. So we thought, let's get this going on the right track and start to kind of reprioritize and put some of the things that we say is priority into place.
We wanted to be really intentional. So we actually said, as we take time back in our calendar, as we actually schedule time back, when we take time back away from the things that aren't our priorities, we want to intentionally invest them in the order of our priorities. So we first want to invest them in getting better around God and faith, then family, then our health and fitness. So what I'm going to do is we're going to share with you guys a little bit of what we did and how it worked. So the first thing on the faith front was we started focusing on Christian friends. So those around you, you know, if you can, they say you can look at your closest six friends and they were the mirror image of who you are. We wanted to surround ourselves. So we started being very intentional surrounding ourselves with people. I knew that I needed accountability. And so I started looking for where can I get that accountability. And I found that in a Leader Impact group. I don't know if many of you are part of Leader Impact. It's run throughout Ontario and different parts of the world. I joined a group of men who meet at 6:30 on Wednesday mornings, and we just share time together. Sometimes it's praying, sometimes it's reading the Bible, lots of times it's just going through business books and talking about how they apply to God and life. But those men became my accountability partners. They made me want to get up every morning on Wednesday morning and go meet and learn and share.
And that was kind of step one in your life, and I remember so clearly when that started in your life, it was the most beautiful, incredible thing that I saw come into our family. I'm so thankful for that Wednesday morning group because it really started our whole new faith journey personally within us.
Yeah. One of the things I've always struggled with as an entrepreneur is I had found a mastermind, an amazing group of high-level, high-performing thought leaders like me who were out to change the world. But there was something missing in that group too. And for me, it was the faith element. It was the Christian element. And so I went out looking for high-level Christian business leaders, and I started building a network and associating and spending time with those people. Because the way that we want to run a business as a faith-based Christian leader is sometimes different than the way other thought leaders might want to run their business. But I think the most important thing that we did was we started focusing on our own personal time with God, our own personal devotions. And 3 years ago, I'm not going to stand up here and say it was all perfect. It wasn't. You know, 3 years ago, we didn't want to get up in the morning and do personal devotions. We were lucky, or I was lucky if I could do it once a week.
We were night people. I kind of thought I could do it at night, which never, ever quite works when I'm laying in bed.
And so something happened, though, as we started to be very intentional about doing our devotion time, as we started getting up earlier in the morning, going to bed earlier at night. I started noticing a trend. Tanya and I started noticing that as we spent time with God in the morning, as we read our devotions, as we journaled, as we brought gratitude and did thanks and prayer requests and built that into our morning, something really cool happened in our day. We had a way better day. We were way more excited. We were way more joyful. We were way more happier. And things started happening. We started seeing coincidences, as people like to call them. You know, things just started happening in our lives.
Yeah, and so then as we started to grow personally as individuals and then started to spend time together, I mean, it's one of my favorite times in the morning. Oh, that makes me a little weepy. It's one of my favorite times. I won't look at him as I say it. In the morning, when we're both just sitting there drinking our tea, we're just reading our devotions together. We often read the same one, and sometimes I give a spoiler alert and say, I didn't know this was going to happen. I forgot about that. But as this part was growing in our lives and we were growing closer, like, okay, so now this has to filter down into our family. And so our next step, of course, was really solidifying this with our family. And, you know, we had always taken the kids to church. That's just our normal. But for us, we wanted to make sure that we were focusing on them going to their programs, us going with them, and then not only that, because we totally get that we are the primary spiritual guides in their life and not the church, and so now to live that out in our daily weeks with them. Oh yeah, we did board meetings.
Yeah, so one of the things that I really wanted to do was intentionally invest back in the children, and so we started this concept called family board meetings. And basically what it is you set aside a day in the future, and you pick a date on the calendar, and it's a one-on-one date with your child. And so they plan the day, electronic free, you shut your cell phones off at the beginning of the day, and you spend that, sorry, it had such an impact, I'm going to start crying. You spend that whole day with your child. And one of the greatest things is the lead up to that day. The amount of energy and excitement that happens is absolutely amazing. But then to be able to spend that entire day with their agenda, not your agenda, is just so cool.
And I was surprised at the simplicity of it. Like, I honestly thought they were going to come up with these crazy, like, we can't afford that, we can't do that. And it was like borrowing a friend's dog for the day to the poop cafe and just simple things. They just want time. They just wanted time with us.
The last step was fitness, and so our health. And so as we later on in the last sort of 18 months, we've started investing back into that. I'm happy to report that I personally have made a huge journey in my health life. I was one of those people who didn't believe in sleep or food. I was sort of like there for the week. And we just run on high octane energy. And, you know, I really started to really figure out the balance in life and that sleep is highly important and that you do need to eat and that you are way healthier and have way more energy. And so that's been an absolute amazing journey for us to come along on. We joined a gym together. We worked out for a while together. And then as our fitness levels increased, I decided to take on triathlons. And so in the last couple of months, I've done 2 half Ironmans. And so I've literally gone from being 30 pounds overweight, not eating, not doing anything, to sort of having the next level nutrition and exercise as a key component of our life.
Yeah, so at this point now, we're kind of getting all this organized and our priorities straight, and so we decide to do kind of reset our whole lives and really now. So we started with a general focus in, and now we're going to crazy focus in, and we did what we called our one-year adventure. Yes, we named our last year after ourselves, and we named it a year adventure, and we kind of reset. We pulled our kids from school so we could 100% commit and intentionally invest into their education and their learning styles. We 100% committed to spend more quality time together and to really invest into our faith family, our church family, and the people that we spend time with that believe the same as us with God, who raise their children the same, and who have great, super cool kids for our kids to hang out with.
Yeah, so for us, that was sort of the ultimate investment. That was sort of taking it to the next level of the faith, the family, and the fitness, and really working on that. And it was amazing to see how that year unfolded and just the amazing outcomes of that. But something unexpected happened. I like to say that as Christians, we live our lives in seasons. And we go through and we have to just sort of walk along with God. And one of my favorite scripture verses is Proverbs 16:9. And it says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but God establishes their paths." And I think that this has become even more clear to us. We become more aware as we've gone through this journey that we can plan as much as we want. We can create our plans, but that God will adjust our paths and He will redirect us in those little micro ways that He needs to get us to where He wants us to go. So as we draw closer to God, He draws closer to us.
Absolutely. And as we were doing this, God was preparing us. He was preparing us spiritually, mentally, physically for that next season in our life, which we would not have been ready for years ago. And now God took that time to work on us as we were open, way more open to what He had to say to us and what He had to offer us and what we could expect in our next season of life.
Yeah. So the unexpected happened. We had invested so heavily in all the other aspects of our lives that business actually got a little rough for a bit. And so I had to step back into the business in a little bit of a different way. And one of the things that's really interesting is the way that I was able to step back into the business. I had such a peace and a comfort and a joy, and the challenges that were brought forth, I don't think I ever could even handled some of them.
Well, before you would be coming home stressed quite. Well, we say Ben doesn't get stressed, but stressed quite a bit with a physical.
Everybody gets stressed.
Yeah, everyone does. And now I just saw a difference. He was coming home after work, and I know it was a crazy day because of things I had seen, and yet he was peaceful, and that was God. That was God getting him through his days that we didn't rely on in the past.
In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." And I think that's been one of the keys, is that what we've learned is that when we put God at the center of what we're doing, when we start our day with Him, and we lean into Him when things go wrong, that this joy and this peace, it's a crazy peace that I can't even explain, that comes over you, the ability to handle the difficulties that life throws your way.
And can I just say, lean into Him, not just when it's wrong, it's leaning into Him when it's just an amazing day and having it just keep going like that. We've learned so much from our journey, but one thing is that we all have our own unique journey, and the way God's worked through me, the way God's worked through Ben, the way He's working through my children, and all of you, I'm sure, have your own faith journey, your own journey with God that you have. And there's not just one journey. It's the journey that God's called you to. And so to be open and willing and ready and excited for the journey that you get to have with God.
So some of the other lessons we learned from our journey, I personally learned the lesson of identity. For far too long, my identity was caught up in that definition of worldly success. And I wanted to be that entrepreneur. I wanted to be that guy that was winning awards. And it didn't, throughout this process, God's made me realize that business and that had become a bit of an idol for me. And that my identity was very much wrapped up in being that person. And so what I realized is that I need to put my identity in God. And that when I put my identity in God and I partner with Him, that He has purpose for my life and that He gives that purpose. And so one of the things I like to say is that when we went through this journey, one of the things we did on the Snugglebug side was we hired a COO to help run Snugglebug so that myself as the CEO could step back a little bit. And one of the things I like to say now is that we don't need a COO anymore because I'm the COO and God is the CEO of Snugglebugs, and that He makes the plans and that I execute His plans, Tanya and I together.
Yeah. I learned to be intentional. I can so easily just go about life and have it kind of happen as it's going along, but to make serious intentional decisions about who we hang out with, who our kids are hanging out with, who we're hanging out with, and just spending time with family, friends, people that want to pour God into us, and that we are able to sit down and be part of that relationship together.
So as a visionary, one of my lessons was I'm very self-confident. If you're a big goal-oriented visionary type person, you often know where you're wanting to go and you drive there with all your focus and energy. And so self-confidence is one of my strengths. But one of the things that I realized is that I need a different type of confidence. I need God confidence, not self-confidence. And that God has given me these strengths. God gives us our strengths so that we can execute His purpose. But we need to, or I need to, filter my vision and where I'm going through God. So what I like to say now is that I put on my God lens. And before I make any decisions or I go in any direction, we pray about it as a family, we pray about it together, and we filter it through Jesus and God before we get there. And so I choose God confidence over self-confidence.
And that God is the one thing. He is and has got to be the center of everything. We don't and we can't live this life where He's part in here and part in there. God is the one thing to stay consistent in our lives and being part of our journey.
And work. There was a season throughout this journey where Snugglebugs, in all honesty, it was a little dark. It became it became the sort of the bad side. And work, I started to feel, was something that was negative in my life. And one of the things that I've learned through this journey is that work is good. God actually created us to work. You don't have to flip very far into the Bible. Just the second chapter.
Chapter one.
To realize that God put man, He put us on this earth to work it, take care of it, to name the animals, to be creative. And it was with that energy that I realized that God was a huge entrepreneur. He's a creator. And that He's called us to go out into the world and make a difference, to be creative. And that work should bring us personal, mental, and bodily satisfaction. And that it's actually worship to Him. So work with excellence in everything we do, whether it's cleaning toilets, vacuuming carpets, or running businesses, being a lawyer or an accountant. Work is a gift from God, and it's worship to Him. And if we look at that, look at it that way, we will treat it totally different. Mm-hmm.
So our journey is just starting, and we are just carrying on now and starting this great new journey with God together as a family. And I am just excited for the next stages. I am excited to see where God is taking us and what He has to teach us. Sometimes that makes me nervous, but I'm excited for that. I'm excited to have His love shine through us and as a couple and as a family. And I'm excited for us to draw closer to God and to learn more about what He wants to have happen in our lives.
That's our journey.